The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
I have full confidence in the medical professionals, in Superintendent Miles, and our local, our state, and our federal partners in keeping this contained. This is a disease that is not airborne and is substantially more difficult to contract than the common cold.
That is Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, talking obviously about Ebola, first diagnosed case in the U.S. 140 characters took over the world, certainly in the last couple of days when it comes to Ebola, but especially on Wednesday. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, just 11 miles from where that patient is laying in an isolated room in serious condition fighting Ebola, with CDC members round the clock watching what is happening. 9 people from the CDC flew in from Atlanta. They're calling it stage 2, meaning they're ready to do what they have to do in Dallas should this spread even further. There are 5 kids that are out of school for at least 21 days. They're watching them. They want to make sure it doesn't spread. There are 10,000 Liberians in Texas. It's a very strong community. So it does make you wonder, with flights not being stopped and all that kind of stuff, is there any other danger that lurks because of the back and forth and then connecting flights and whatnot? The CDC is playing it close to the vest, of course. They're saying they're going to make sure Ebola doesn't spread in the United States. But how do you make sure it doesn't spread when there's nothing but variables that you can't control for the most part with Ebola? What you can control is trying to contain, in a sense, wearing gloves, doing the things you need to do, the people who are treating people with Ebola. But we saw how that worked out for Nancy Reichbold and Dr. Brantley. Not so well. They were hanging on by a thread, thank goodness. They survived, and they did. And both said it was like walking through hell. Because if this gets a hold of you, the mortality rate, it's not good. It's not good. What the CDC is saying is that they can control, they say they have no doubt they can control the case of Ebola that's happening in Dallas right now, so it doesn't spread in the country. They're tracking any potential exposures to stop the outbreak. They've interviewed the patient, of course they have, family members, and then it's going from there. Because what you have to figure touches, circles, how many people could he have come in contact with? But here is the thing. This is a variable to me. I want you to think about this for a second. How many people listening to me, in all honesty, can you tell me everybody you came in contact with today? Did you walk by anyone, a stranger in a park, running to catch a cab, jumping in your truck? Were you sneezed? Do you know how many particles can come out when you sneeze? Are you completely smothering your face with a handkerchief? Of course not. So the sad thing about this is the screw up at the hospital. If more people come down with Ebola in Dallas, it's a miss because the drain was not closed. In other words, let me explain. What you had happen in Dallas is the fact that you had a guy who knew he wasn't right, was in Liberia, was coming to Dallas, could feel the symptoms, so they went to the hospital and were turned away, basically, and handed some antibiotics. Then they're back only ambulatory the second time around. So this mix-up pushed him away, which would mean more people were exposed to him. I mean, really, are we prepared to deal with an Ebola outbreak? How many of you confidently feel pretty confident, rather, that we can deal with it? We can deal with Ebola. We got some great doctors in this country. We do. But when you have variables like this, when you have no cure for Ebola, we'll just ride it out because we don't know. We're juggling a couple of different things here. I mean, look what just happened 11 miles from our satellite facility. A patient goes into an emergency room not feeling good, and they're sent home. They didn't even ask, had you traveled somewhere? They didn't do any kind of an in-depth interview with him. Didn't ask him a bunch of questions, just simple questions, five questions. He would have been admitted, boom, immediately. He should have been. He's coming from a country, Liberia, that is overrun with Ebola. I mean, put us all at risk, why don't you? You know what it is? It's this sense that when you're healthy or when you're feeling pretty decent, I mean, we all know it, we all have it. Guarantee I have it. You get lulled into, we're okay. It's not going to happen to us. That's Africa. It's scary, but we're complacent about it. So I'll tell you what. Be careful. Don't let your immune system run down. Think of a fever, a rash, getting sick. And that's what was happening to him. He knew it. He knew that he wasn't right. But what does he do? He goes to the hospital and they say, no, you're okay. And we're not stopping air travel from the infected areas. Is that a mistake? Is it a mistake to say, it's okay, we'll keep flying because it's not airborne? So we see that Liberia, Africa, West Africa, people getting connecting flights to here, to there, then bouncing back to the United States. We're seeing that, and we're seeing that that just happened with a guy in the United States coming into the United States into Dallas. I don't know. Does it make sense to just say, well, wait a second, we need to, for temporarily anyway, because look, we've sent people over, 3,000 people. You know, we sent 9 people to Dallas. Of course, there's not a huge outbreak, right? We're worried about 5 kids, and we're trying to figure out the jigsaw puzzle of who did you see, who did you touch, meet, whatever. But we got 3,000 people on the ground building clinics, helping doctors in Africa. It's good that's happening because we got to cut off that Ebola. But we better be careful what's happening in our own backyard and make sure we're prepared to do whatever we have to do. Because what do you do when you get Ebola? Go to the hospital and they give you a handful of antibiotics? No. So that you can expose more people? Because you don't know. You've been told you're okay. And what do they use? IVs, antiviral drugs? I mean, that's it. That's what they got to try to help you. That's the line of defense. Should we stop the flights? Something to think about. I'll meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Coming up the rest of the way, as we drill it down here on America Tonight, Dr. Elaine George, you don't want to miss her. Boy, she is opinionated. This is a Princeton-educated woman for what that degree is worth. I mean, she killed herself to get it, which is neither here nor there, except for that she really had passion for medicine. And she is so disillusioned with Obamacare. And she's very specific about it. So she's not just attacking, like, let me just attack because I'm going to jump on the bandwagon. She offers a solution that I know some people have taken advantage of. And I like her. I had her on once before. It was months and months ago. And now that we're on that anniversary where that open enrollment happened last time around, we got her back on. And she talked about that, you know what, there is a choice. And I found the choice because I was scared to death for my patients. I was so worried. And I was stuck. I'm stuck. What am I doing to help these people? They're coming to me and then they walk away from the window because they have to pay an outrageous amount. Before they were paying a small copay. Now they have to pay an outrageous amount and they can't afford it. And not everybody has the same experience. It's kind of... There are people who have a different experience with the Affordable Care Act, but usually what's happened is they bottomed out. So that's a different story altogether. If you're somewhere caught in between, it's the net in the middle, especially, that's really, really screwing people up. But anyway, Dr. George, it's not even a political thing with her. It's just she's saying, wow, this just is not working. And she'll tell you why. She's coming up in our next segment. Also, fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo. Nathan Reeder jumps in the bullpen with us, and we go through some of the top stories or interesting stories we might not have talked about along the way and decide, you know, is this just crazy off the charts, or why are we talking about this, or is this just right on? Is this a great story that very few people know about? Let me tell you, I'm going to finish up this as we're talking about different things, the Ebola thing. Hospitals are, I mean, even the headline in the Huffington Post, I thought, wow, that's exactly how somebody described this to me. Hospitals are becoming morgues with Ebola spreading into new areas of Africa. Friends, how many people travel to Africa? I said this about the planes. You know, I say on the show all the time, it's not even political. Left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. For goodness sake, I mean, we have to be safe. Let's not have an outbreak. Then we're dealing with the outbreak. Because remember, we all think we're invincible when we're healthy. We think, that can't happen. That can't happen. My immune system's good. I'm eating my vegetables. I'm taking vitamins. I'm walking around the block 100 times. Don't put me in that category. But that's not what, you know, Ebola's not discriminating. You get hit with Ebola, you're hit with Ebola. Which is what happened in Texas. So, comes back after a West Africa trip, came into contact with a lot of people, just trying to figure out the roadmap in his head, maybe 18, 19, 20. Lots of kids. Parents are freaked. Other parents are pulling their kids from school because they're worried about it. So that's where we're at with that. I like to do a thing once in a while. In fact, I do it every show called Odds and Ends because there's just so many things I think of interest happening. And I like nuggets of information, a piece of information that you can take away that you did, something you didn't hear before. Something you haven't heard. It could be serious. It could just be interesting. Could be something that is just intriguing. We've got this new thing that we're going to do every week. I think he's fantastic. And this actually is somebody out of Texas who's incredibly knowledgeable when it comes to politics and the history of politics. Sometimes it's serious subject matter. Sometimes it's a little more lighthearted. But it's a slice of history. So I'm going to sit back for a minute. I hope you do the same. And I want to introduce you to a man who's going to take you through a tale of American political history. Check it out.
Tales of American Political History with Clinton Porter Hackney.
We've been talking about President Teddy Roosevelt's fight to keep football a legal sport and his one simple suggestion. With football growing in brutality and violence long before professional football began, American voters were calling for the sport to be banned. President Roosevelt had tried to encourage safety measures to improve the game, but to no avail. Once again, he called college coaches and leaders together, this time to the White House. And this time they formed an intercollegiate conference that eventually became the NCAA and approved rules changes for the 1906 season. They created a neutral zone between the offense and defense, doubled the first down distance, and abolished mass formations. The president also suggested spreading the players out by legalizing the forward pass. They did that, and it completely changed the game into the sport we know today. This is Clinton Porter Hackney at cphackney.com.
Bet you didn't know that. I have to say, as much as I know about the history of the game of football, I had no idea that, in fact, we could tie that to a president. How about that? Interesting. Here's another interesting fact for you. Jumping from spreading things out in a different sense to being spread too thin, maybe, and having a culture that completely cracked in half, the new acting director for the U.S. Secret Service is coming from, what do you think? Comcast Network, yes. Joe Clancy was appointed acting head of the Secret Service after the director, Julia Pearson, pretty much fell on the sword resigning after some major mess-ups, breaches. So he unretired from the post because, well, he had retired in 2011. He's been working for Comcast since then. The executive director of Comcast Cable Security. So, I mean, he has a background in the Secret Service, but we're taking a cable guy. The cable guy is coming to the White House. Before that, he actually was part of the corporate security, investigations, protecting them, all that kind of stuff. So, of course, Comcast says he's an exceptional security professional and he's distinguished and has integrity and all that kind of stuff. I just care. I've heard good things about Clancy. I just care that he can stop nut jobs from getting into the White House and shooting at people or stabbing them or any of that. Because no matter how you feel about the president, some of you like him, some of you love him, some of you don't like the president. I mean, let's face it, we're all Americans. Do we want to be that vulnerable? And your money and my money, taxpayer money, pays for security. It's a crazy amount of money that we have to pay every single day. So, of course, we don't want to see that happen. We don't want to see that happen. Pearson resigns a day after a crazy, tense hearing on the Hill. I mean, she was getting it from both sides. When you're in that spot and there's been massive screw-ups and you got the Dems nailing you and you got the Republicans nailing you, I mean, bipartisan, where it's not even, forget it, you're done. So I knew she was done. I just didn't realize it was going to happen that fast, and it did. So now Clancy takes over, and this is like the worst time for the Secret Service. I guess you have nowhere to go but up. And we'll see what happens, because we don't want to appear vulnerable. Because here's the deal. Someone's going to get hurt. Someone could die if they don't get better people in the Secret Service. I mean, this used to be a prideful thing, that we had incredible people in the Secret Service. We've talked to former Secret Service people on the show. And it wasn't about anything political with them. They had a job to do, and they were going to do it come hell or high water. Now, it's a berserk culture. And it's not good, in any sense of the word, to expose our leader in that way or anybody else connected to him. Coming up, Dr. George, on your health and my health when it comes to insurance. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hard to believe it's the one-year anniversary of Obamacare. Yep, 1 year since enrollment in Obamacare actually started. So as we roll up on this anniversary, what kind of a grade are all of you giving Obamacare? We certainly have heard from you on a lot of personal stories and adventures in healthcare. And in our virtual green room, you can hear her laughing already, we have Dr. Elena George, who knows all about what it's like to be on the other end of this and see what's happening with patients and people's frustrations and the doctor's frustrations. Dr. George, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
It's my pleasure.
So let me just ask you an open-ended question. And be so honest with us. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst, what would you give Obamacare in its first year?
Too bad 0 isn't one of your responses that I can give.
0?
Yeah, it's awful. I mean, I knew it was going to be bad, but I had no idea how fast and how far the healthcare profession could fall due to this change.
Yeah, and when you say how fast and how much it fell to you, what's the worst thing that you've seen that really is just so disheartening to watch?
Where should I start? I'm a solo practitioner. I see patients every day in my office, and it's over the past 3 months, especially in the last month, there's been an acceleration of dissatisfaction from patients who are trying to make appointments to see me. And it's because their insurance, the fact that they carry it, doesn't mean that they're able to afford to come to be seen. And this is like a moving target for us. And my office is very astute at following insurance guidelines, figuring out what the patient, their responsibility is, et cetera. But we can't even keep up with this. So it started off 10 years ago when I opened my practice where someone had insurance, they'd pay a copayment, and it would be over. They'd be seen and no problem. Now they've actually reversed it. So if a person has a deductible and 9 times out of 10, they now have a deductible, which means they have to come out with a certain amount of money before the insurance kicks in at all. And then they have a co-insurance now where they have to kick in a separate pot of money. So they might come in with a deductible of $10 for, a co-payment of $10, $25. But then they have a deductible up to $1,500 that they actually have to meet before the co-payment kicks in. And it turns out that after they met their $1,500, is maybe another $2,500 that they have to meet on top of that before the insurance kicks in at 100%. So I'm having people literally cancel their appointment at the window because they realize they can't afford to be seen. So this is killing my practice, and I'm not alone. This is happening all across the country. It's happening with specialists, with primary care, and the hospitals are now getting a taste of this. So when they tell people that the cost of health care is dropping, they need to be honest and say the reason why is because people are not using their health insurance. That's what's happening.
So isn't this defeating the purpose? I thought it was all about wellness, wellness. We were too obese. We need to get happy. We need to get happy and healthy and get rid of the rates that we're having, the obesity rates and what's going on with cholesterol. So it's having the opposite effect, it sounds like.
Absolutely. And I think all you have to do is listen to Ezekiel Emanuel. He came on TV maybe about a couple of weeks ago and said, there's no reason to live past 75. You know, you're just taking up resources. You're not contributing, and basically you should end your life. That's the attitude. They should have been honest about their attitude from the beginning. And they were very subtle about, you're right, everything is sweetness and light. We're going to help people. When it comes down to it, the real meat of this healthcare reform is there's it's a finite amount of money. There's a lot of people who we can't afford to take care of. So now we're going to cull who we want to. And that's going to be the people who are seniors, people who are really sick, and people who basically have no money and have to enter the Affordable Care Act system. Because they're being, you know, they're being shunted into Medicaid, which barely any doctor takes at this point. So you can come in with your Medicaid card, but you're not going to be able to see anybody. And if you do, fortunate enough to see a doctor, all the restrictions on medicines that we can give you, procedures that we can do for you, are cut out by the Medicaid system. So this is not a system of health. It's the absolute opposite. And I always joke with friends and I say, if they write a bill in Congress, just remember it's the opposite of what the bill is called. So Affordable Care Act is actually the unaffordable and non-care act, if you really want to, you know, slice it and tell the truth about it.
And you and I have talked before, and I know you care about the patients. So what do you do? Before, you were trying to help people, but you have to make a living. So what do you do to try to, I don't want to say game the system, but figure out a way to survive through this obstacle course?
Well, and it's become obvious to me that I cannot be in the, I know I can't be in the Obamacare system because it's counter to my Hippocratic Oath, but it's now becoming really obvious that I really need to opt out or offer an alternative to the commercial insurance. And what I found now is that there's a way to make the system work for you. Under the Affordable Care Act, there's a tenant called health sharing, medical cost sharing. And that is allowed under the system. And what that means is there are companies across the country who actually pool their resources where it's a consortium of like-minded people and they share their medical expenses. It's not insurance by definition. And in that sense, it's a good thing. No pre-certifications, no gatekeepers. It's just people who literally want to take control of their own pocketbooks, share their cost of health care, and they're able to get discounts. This is what nobody understands, and they've been led down the path of if you don't have insurance, you won't survive. But in actuality, as I said before on your show, it's cheaper to use fee-for-service medicine, free market medicine. I can take any of my patients in Georgia, for example, and send them to urgent care centers where it's $135 flat fee run by board-certified emergency medicine physicians. People can come to see me in my office if they don't have insurance, and we work with them. We barter. We actually have a sliding scale. But now I realize if people do the medical cost sharing, there's a company called Liberty Healthcare, HealthShare, which is awesome because as a doctor, I don't have to take a fee that I can't survive on. My patient can afford to see me without questions asked. For example, the most expensive policy that they carry is $199 a month with an out-of-pocket of $500 per year, and it will cover you at $1 million per occurrence per year.
Wow.
And I get paid 160% of Medicare rate, which is double what I'm getting paid now. I'm happy. I would love to see these patients. I tell everybody in my who comes to my office who can't afford it, this is what you need to do so I can continue to take care of you. And it's much cheaper than using insurance. If you add a supplemental policy like Aflac or Mutual of Omaha, where you can get covered for catastrophic heart attack, stroke, ICU care, you can actually be paid to take care of yourself and still spend a fraction of what they're costing you. And if you're a small business like I am, I'm covering my employees now with Liberty HealthShare and Aflac, for example, and now I can afford to actually take care of my employees and still stay open. So there's a parallel track here that everybody needs to know about.
Why do you think, I was just going to ask you that, why do you think people aren't flocking to it? Because it's ridiculous. You know, most people, I don't care where you are, middle class, would you say, let's say the majority mm-hmm. or people are middle class, and all those things that you're talking about are happening to them, where like the deductible is something like $6,000 or whatever the amount mm-hmm. is. Is it just because they don't know and they just think, well, I have to have health care, like you said, so I have to get it. What am I going to do?
That's exactly right. You know, the media drives a lot of this. We've been hammered with the thought of if I don't carry insurance, I'm going to go bankrupt. Or I can't be seen at a hospital, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
they've said this for over a year straight, every single night on the TV, never asking a doctor who actually works, not doing academics now, but actually sees patients every day. If they had bothered to ask us, we would have told you how to do this. And it wouldn't have cost people millions of dollars at this point. And for the privilege of covering, what, about 5 million more people, they ruined the entire healthcare system to literally offer access to about 5 million people. It's ridiculous what they did. But I'm not I'm not interested in being in playing this game that it's never going to win. So I think if patients and doctors literally start talking with each other, get together, and start using this alternate pathway, we won't have to worry about being stuck in a system that's designed to make us pay into it, never use it, and when we really need it, have them push us into hospice. That's what the system does. And it happened to one of my coworkers where her dad got admitted to a hospital with a heart attack, and they wanted to put him in hospice. The man was totally viable, and he had Obamacare. As soon as they stabilized in the ICU, they literally wanted to transfer him to another hospital. Unbelievable. And he didn't survive this. And I'm convinced it's because of the care that he got. It was, oh, he's not going to make it anyway. Let's just make him comfortable. That was the attitude. I'm not interested in being in part of a system like that. I really recommend that everybody that's listening in your audience go to libertyoncall.org. Take a look at this. It's a choice that if you don't know, you can't literally make a big choice. And look what's on the other side. You'll be amazed how much care you can get for how little money you'll have to spend, and the quality is there. It's now become a two-tier system, honestly, where if you do what you're told, you're going to end up spending a lot of money and be very unhappy. And if you think outside the box, you're going to be amazed that it's like you expect medicine to be, where doctors spend time with you, where they can actually conference with you and decide what your care is, not what you're told to give in terms of evidence-based medicine and all this nonsense, this algorithm-driven medicine that they're coming up with.
Yeah, good stuff. Great advice. Dr. Elaine George, as always, fun to have you on the show. A zero for Obamacare. I love it. Thanks, Dr. George.
My pleasure.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You know it's coming. The signs that you're starting to age. The wrinkles that weren't there before. Those sudden lines. But what if you could hold back those signs for years to come? That can happen with a proprietary new anti-aging complex that reinvents looking younger. It's like a delete button for your wrinkles. Our philosophy is simple. No wrinkles allowed. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or go to nowrinklesallowed.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
Yes, cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep.
We invite Nathan Reeder into what I call the lion's den, so we get to hear another voice weigh in on some of the things that we're talking about. Besides you and me, we bring in the technical maestro, who has some interesting opinions on some of the things that we talk about here on America Tonight. Nathan, how are you?
Hi, I am good. I have interesting opinions, huh? I'd agree with that one.
I got to build you up. I got to give you some cred. Right. It's got to make sense, right?
I bet it's true.
All right, here we go. How about this one? Here's a serious story. A girl that was missing for 12 years found. Sabrina Allen, Texas girl, kidnapped allegedly by her non-custodial mother 12 years ago, recovered in Mexico, and her mother was arrested there. Apparently, Sabrina's dad says she's in pretty good shape. So the good news is the girl who was little when she was taken away, now you add the years, put 12 years on it, and she looks completely different than this pigtailed, blonde-headed girl. But the fact that, in one sense, she's reunited with the father, and supposedly there's nothing, and you never know, Nathan, because it's always he said, she said, and problems and whatever. There can be problems in this. But supposedly it wasn't so much bad blood. It was just a nasty custody battle, and then that's how it ended up. But sadly, the mother, of course, is arrested, and when you're the kid, you're caught in between this. But how about that? How about that story that all of a sudden, 12 years, and they found her? They always find the person eventually.
Well, not always, but they did this time.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that it took 12 years and that she's found now is a little bit crazy. And, oh, my gosh, I would just go nuts if that happened to me. I would, oh, my gosh. But other than that, I think it's kind of a shred it because that does happen kind of often.
It is a shred it. It is a shred it. It's a shred it because there's probably more to the story. So the mother's arrested. She was in Mexico. She was a little girl when her father lost her. So she was, you know, 3'6", barely 35 pounds. She was all about Snow White and Barbies. Now, you know, now she's grown up. And this case actually got attention in November of 2002. John Walsh, who hosts America's Most Wanted, was on the air, and he talked about it. He talked about missing 7 months, let's get her back, that's how you get missing kids back, and then there you go. So how about that? They were spotted in Mexico City. That's how it happened. The mother and the daughter were spotted in Mexico City, and then the rest is history. So
what did the mother get arrested for, did they say?
Kidnapping. They're blaming allegedly for kidnapping because she took them away, took the daughter away. Wow. So that's what that is. I know. I mean, how much is the little girl going to remember? But
well, a lot now that she's what? She's 12 now.
Yeah.
Yeah. She'll.
No, 12 years. So she's actually 14.
Yeah. Oh, she knows. She knows.
Wow.
I mean, like the international cooperation on finding that is also kind of interesting.
It is, because a lot of times it's not that way. You can just disappear. So that changed, that kind of changed, I think, everything there. All right, let's talk about something completely different. How about a Corvette that can go 0 to 60 in less than 3 seconds? 0 to 60 in 2.95 seconds, my friend. GM, General Motors, says they've got a new high-performance version of the Chevy Corvette that will do that. The 2015 Corvette Z06 is the fastest car they've ever made.
I'm going to get to work so fast. You know, right after someone buys me this car, which is, how much is this fancy?
$80,000.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's just a little, guys.
Just a little, $80,000 for a car.
We'll start a Kickstarter tomorrow.
Let's do it, because you need to get to work. Supercharged V8 engine puts out 650 horsepower.
Mm.
That's fast.
Oh, yeah.
That's fast. I think it's cool that it goes that fast, but you, kind of to your point in a different way, you said, oh, I'm going to get to it. But where are you driving that?
Yeah, I'm not on a track. You know?
No. Uh-uh. That'd be tough.
And, right. You know, the 80,000 part.
Yeah, absolutely. 80,000 is, wow, that's crazy. All right, how about this one? I love this. I just read this report. Somebody sent me a link to it. There was an 80-year-old Applebee's diner, so he's there eating, and he politely asked this young woman, it happened in Florida, to stop cursing. She was cursing and saying dirty words, apparently very loud, And the young girl, she's 26 years old, responded after the 80-year-old said it to her by punching him in the face.
Oh. Wait, where was this again?
It was an Applebee's in Florida.
Oh, Florida. Yeah, yeah.
That's so brutal. Listen, we got great people listening to us in Sarasota. We got great people listening to us in a cool town that I went to, Arcadia, WFLN. But apparently she was saying F-bomb over and over again. And she was saying, you know, she was saying bad words. It was offensive, and she was loud. So it resulted in an arrest of Mikey Sawyer on a felony charge for battering a person over the age of 65.
Wow. That's a special one. Over the age of 65. That's like, wow.
That's embarrassing.
Well, I mean, Applebee's is the place for all of the neighborhood, so everybody's going to come. I mean...
I would never hit I wouldn't hit anyone, but an 80-year-old person, and you're swearing up a storm and bothering them.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yep. Bingo.
Yeah, I say bingo for that one, too. All right, this one, you're just asking to be struck by lightning, I think. There, you know, we're coming up on Halloween. It's October. You're starting to see pumpkins, of course, all around. In Spartanburg, you know, we got an awesome affiliate in Carolina, too. But in Spartanburg, not far from there, hundreds of people browse the pumpkin patch at St. Matthew's Episcopal Church. It's a tradition they started like 20 years ago, and they have all kinds of different pumpkins and whatnot. But apparently, some people burst into the pumpkin patch overnight, and they slashed and smashed pumpkins throughout the whole patch. Some were thrown against the wall of the church. There was damages to the church wall. There was wooden cutouts that they used that were messed up. So somebody went on a wild tear to ruin the pumpkin patch.
Jeez.
That's not good.
Jeez. I mean, first of all, I just want to say shred it because this thing happens all the time. But come on, guys, especially when it's a whole big thing where lots of people are visiting all the time. I mean, oh...
Yeah, that's bad. Come on.
At least you should have taken pictures and made a whole rock band devoted to the idea that, that you were
pumpkins.
Doing.
Yeah. Or you should have cut a video and put it out there to get a million hits on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. Make it donation worthy for some cause.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, here's our last one. You're going to love this. Boy, we've really been all over the map. A New York supermarket employee was accused of leaving the store with $1,200 worth of meat hidden in his pants. He put the beef down his pants, $1,200 worth, and walked out. Nobody noticed that. He has a giant T-bone in the front of his pants, along with some other types of meat. And they realized eventually, and they cuffed him and took him away.
I'm just imagining your face as you discovered this story originally.
Where's the beef? Where's the beef?
I'm going with fruits and meats on this one.
I love it. Lots of fun. Fruits and nuts, bingo, and shredded. Thanks, Nathan.
A Big Berkey water filter.
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.